Here are two new ways to stay connected to Issues Etc., Facebook and Twitter. You'll find photos of in-studio guests at facebook.com/issuesetc, and you'll find a list of upcoming topics and guests on Twitter at issuesetc. Social networking for the thinking Christian, facebook.com/issuesetc, and on Twitter at issuesetc. Connect with fellow Issues Etc. junkies today, facebook.com/issuesetc, and on Twitter at issuesetc.
We always like to carve out a little time here at the very end of every Friday, Issues Etc., end of the week, or at least of our listeners' week, whether you're listening live or on demand, to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We just go back, and this week, if I may say so, this week is exceptional, if you ask me. The soundbites that we pick, we usually pick four, try to keep them as short as possible. A broad swath of what we've been doing on Issues Etc. in the last week or so. We play them for you, and the game is very simple. There are no real rules except that you listen and then you vote for your pick for Soundbite of the Week. Whatever reasons you may have are yours. We'd like to know what they are, what soundbite you're voting for, and what your reason is. You vote by calling 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. You can send your vote via email right here in the studio. We get it in real time. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback at issuesetc.org. You can send it to us as a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. The best vote every week gets the LPR bundle package, and I have Issues t-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. That's one of the only ways, except for visiting the studio, that you can get the LPR bundle package, and that is by having the best vote during Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-MY-I-E. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc, or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number one this week comes from Pastor Charles Lehman, who is part of our Pastor's Roundtable. We asked, what does Jesus is Lord mean?
What we see is the Father's love is displayed for all the world in Jesus. And the place where that is displayed for us is on the cross. If you want to know what God is like, you don't look for some sort of transcendent, all-powerful God up in the sky or something like that. If you want to see who God is, if you want to see what the love of God is, the place that you look is at a man bloody, dead on a cross, who has suffered and died for the sins of all the world, even though he deserved none of the pain that he carried, none of the suffering that he experienced. If you want to see God, you look at the cross. That's the only place you're going to find him in any way that is actually helpful to us in our human condition. Jesus dead on the cross is what Lord means.
That's soundbite number one. Should it be the soundbite of the week? Call and vote, 1-877-623-6943. Send us a tweet at IssuesETC. Visit our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Or send us an email, talkback@IssuesETC.org. Here's soundbite number two. Alan Schliemann was with us answering the question, do heterosexuals and homosexuals have the same rights?
Both heterosexuals and homosexuals have the same rights and the same restrictions. So, for example, if you look at a heterosexual person like myself, yes, I have the right to marry, and I can receive all the privileges and benefits of marriage. Well, the same is the case with a homosexual person. They can also marry and receive the same privileges and benefits of marriage. Now, they're going to say, yeah, but we can't marry somebody of the same sex. Well, that's true, but neither can I. And so I have the same restrictions as them. I can't marry a close blood relative. I can't marry a child. I can't marry a person who's already married. I can't marry a person the same sex. So both homosexuals and heterosexuals turn out to have both the same rights and the same restrictions. There's no unequal protection under the law, which is commonly what's most often argued in favor of their view.
All right, that's soundbite number two. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Pastor Bruce Kaseman. We were talking to him about the parable of the 10 minas, and he advised us to look for the no way, as he calls it.
a key to interpreting most parables is to find what I call the no way, the thing that would never, ever happen in real life. And you'll usually begin to figure out where Jesus is in the parable and what the parable means if you can find the no way. And in this case, a king is never going to hand $10,000 each to all of these slaves and say, here, go use these. But that's precisely what our Lord Jesus does for us. And they don't say, Lord, look what I did with your mina. They say, Lord, look what your mina did. I can't believe this. Your coin did all this. And the slaves know they don't deserve the credit. It's the king's mina. By the way, the king also knows that the slaves don't deserve the credit. But he gives them the credit anyway, because after all, this is Jesus. And isn't that what he does for us? He gives to us his gifts. And then when we simply use his gifts because we believe he's as generous as he says he is, he rewards us for what he's actually done. He just keeps piling the generosity on. He just keeps giving.
All right, that's soundbite number 3. Get ready to call and vote, email and vote, send us a tweet and vote, because soundbite number 4 is next. And after that, nothing left but your votes for soundbite of the week. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us that tweet, @issuesetc. Visit our Facebook fan page and vote there, facebook.com/issuesetc. Or give us a call. Calls get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943. Here's soundbite number 4, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, The Christian's Two Wills.
The Lutheran Church understands from Romans chapter 7 that after conversion, man actually has two wills. We have the will of the flesh, which is not able not to sin. In other words, all the will of the flesh can do is sin. And yet we also have the Holy Spirit, the new man that is not able to sin. So that the Christian has these two wills that are constantly fighting amongst themselves, battling in our own lives. And this is what the Christian life is, these two opposing wills fighting each other. And so how do you fight it? Well, it's not just by not doing sin. That's not how you do it. You got to drown the flesh. You got to kill the flesh. You got to put it to death. And that's exactly what the preaching of law and gospel is doing for the Christian. So now we've got this unique doctrine of the Christian life where law and gospel play this vital role, not only before conversion, but also after conversion in our very lives. And the Spirit is now battling it out against the same old sinful flesh, day in and day out, praying for the second coming.
All right, that was soundbite number 4. It's time for your votes for soundbite of the week. Should it be soundbite number 1, Pastor Charles Lehman, what does Jesus is Lord mean? Soundbite number 2, Alan Schliemann. Do heterosexuals and homosexuals have the same rights? Soundbite number 3, Pastor Bruce Kaseman on the no way in the parable of the minas. Or soundbite number 4, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on the two Christian wills. We'll be right back.
Thursday doesn't even start. It's Friday. I'm in love.
Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you. It's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org, and click Find a Church.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, issuesetc.org, and go to the Listen On Demand page. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. On Demand audio, available for your convenience at issuesetc.org. 10 hours of new programming each week. issuesetc.org, and click Listen On Demand.
Listen to what you want, when you want. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Here are two new ways to stay connected to Issues Etc., Facebook and Twitter. You'll find photos of in-studio guests at facebook.com/issuesetc, and you'll find a list of upcoming topics and guests on Twitter at issuesetc. Social networking for the thinking Christian, facebook.com/issuesetc, and on Twitter at issuesetc. Connect with fellow Issues Etc. junkies today, facebook.com/issuesetc, and on Twitter at issuesetc.
Have you heard of the CLCC? In Hosea 4, we see, "My people are destroyed by lack of knowledge." The Confessional Lutherans for Christ's Commission can help educate Lutherans on being Lutheran. We treasure our Lutheran beliefs and think that all Lutherans would if they learn what we believe, teach, and confess. So visit our website, www.theclcc.org. Check out what we have to offer. Get on our mailing list, or better yet, join us. And maybe encourage your pastor to hold a seminar in your area. Just go to theclcc.org.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Welcome back. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's Friday afternoon, August the 6th. We're coming to you live here on Issues Etc. 10 more minutes, and that means 10 more minutes for your votes for Soundbite of the Week. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email with your vote, talkback at issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We have soundbite number one, Pastor Charles Lehman, "What Does Jesus is Lord Mean?" Soundbite number two, Alan Schliemann, "Do Heterosexuals and Homosexuals Have the Same Rights?" Soundbite number three, Pastor Bruce Kaseman, "On the No Way in the Parable of the Ten Minas." Or soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, "The Christian's Two Wills." Let's go first to Chris, who's listening in Sterling Heights, Michigan. Hi, Chris.
They both do have the same rights. They can both marry someone of the opposite sex because that's what marriage is.
So you're voting for soundbite number two, I take it?
Yes.
All right, Chris, thank you very much for your vote, and thanks for listening. In Michigan, what about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Send us a tweet at IssuesETC, our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, or an email, talkback at IssuesETC.org. This email comes from Mike in Strasburg, Illinois. He says, "My vote is for soundbite number four. Law and gospel is not just some abstract theological concept to be applied by pastors in their sermon. It is the practical matrix that helps define the order of life of every Christian, which is why July's Book of the Month, Law and Gospel, by C.F.W. Walther, it's a book for all people, not just pastors. Couldn't agree more." Mike in Strasburg, Illinois, thank you very much for your vote. Cynthia in Fort Wayne, Indiana says, "I vote for soundbite number three. Look for the no way. It makes such sense. Jesus does what wouldn't happen in real life. I was delighted with it when I heard it the first time and was happy to see it made the list." Cynthia, thanks for your vote and thanks for listening in Fort Wayne, Indiana. 1-877-623-6943. It's time to vote for soundbite of the week. As I mentioned before, best vote this week gets the LPR bundle package, and I have Issues t-shirt, and Issues Etc. travel mug, and Issues Etc. pen and bumper sticker. Sarah from Facebook says, "Tough choice, but I need to vote for soundbite number one. That would be Charles Lehman, 'What Does Jesus is Lord Mean?' Looking for God in the sky just gives us a strained neck," says Sarah. "But looking for him on the cross gives us forgiveness, life, and salvation." Sarah, thank you very much, and thanks for voting on Facebook. Mike in Rockford, Illinois, emails us. He says, "I have to vote for number one. Pastor Lehman reminds us how God has revealed himself to us in Christ. This is not some postmodern kind of God we define for ourselves, not a deistic God up there somewhere, not a Joel Osteen God giving us helpful dietary advice, but this is a God who sent Christ to take the punishment that should have been ours, and any other definition of Jesus as Lord we just don't need." Mike, thank you very much for your vote and for listening in Rockford, Illinois. The next one comes from, let's see, via email. Carrie in Minnesota says, "Seeing Jesus Christ on the cross and what he did for us is the only way to look for God, as our Lord is so very important because it is what he did for us on the cross, forgiving us all our sins, that makes our God the one true God, different from all the other false gods out there. All those other gods require the person to do something for them. Our God, Jesus Christ, our Lord, did it all for us." Sounds like she understands exactly what Jesus is Lord means. Thanks, Carrie. Thanks for listening in Minnesota. Via Facebook, Frank in Illinois says, "Number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, 'The Christian's Two Wills.' He says, 'This is a brilliant nuts and bolts explanation of the struggle of the old man versus the new man. You can't believe how good this news is for us failures who have tried the quote-unquote Christian perfection theology. Baptism drowns us and saves us. Pure gospel and great theology, once again, says Frank in Illinois. Thank you very much. And he says thanks to Issues, etc. And thank you. Still time for your vote and a chance to win the LPR bundle package. Soundbite number one, Pastor Charles Lehman, what does Jesus as Lord mean? Soundbite number two, Alan Schliemann, do heterosexuals and homosexuals have the same rights? Or is it soundbite number three, Pastor Bruce Kaseman, the no way in the parable of the ten minas? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, the Christians too will. Still a few minutes to take your votes for soundbite of the week on this Friday afternoon, August the 6th. Our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at IssuesETC. Visit our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. You can leave your votes there in the comments, or you can give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-MYIE. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month, with a new month, a new book, Luther's Works, Volume 69. You might say, I didn't know there were 69 volumes. Well, there aren't yet. They're putting them out in the order, 20 new volumes of Luther's works in English, beginning with 69, which is a little further on down the line. It is sermons from Luther's pen on John chapter 17 through 20, if I'm not mistaken. Find out more about this breakthrough in Luther scholarship from Concordia Publishing House and get it for yourself by calling them toll-free, 1-800-325-3040. 1-800-325-3040, any weekday during regular business hours, or browse before you buy. At our website, issuesetc.org, you'll find the big red book, Luther's Works, Volume 69, on virtually every page of the Issues Etc. website, issuesetc.org. Winner this week, Soundbite of the Week, according to your votes, Soundbite number one, Pastor Charles Lehman, what does Jesus is Lord mean?
What we see is the Father's love is displayed for all the world in Jesus. And the place where that is displayed for us is on the cross. If you want to know what God is like, you don't look for some sort of transcendent, all-powerful God up in the sky or something like that. If you want to see who God is, if you want to see what the love of God is, the place that you look is at a man bloody, dead on a cross, who has suffered and died for the sins of all the world, even though he deserved none of the pain that he carried, none of the suffering that he experienced. If you want to see God, you look at the cross. That's the only place you're going to find him in any way that is actually helpful to us in our human condition. Jesus dead on the cross is what Lord means.
That's your winner for Soundbite of the Week this week. Soundbite number one, Pastor Charles Lehman, what does it mean, Jesus is Lord? The LPR bundle package this week, I got to give it to Mike in Rockford, Illinois, as a great vote for Soundbite of the Week. Mike, if you would email us your mailing address and a shirt size, please. That's important as well. talkback@issuesetc.org. Your mailing address and your shirt size, we will send out to you the LPR bundle package. Thanks to everybody who voted for Soundbite of the Week this week. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week, consider making a donation this weekend. Take a little time to do that. You can either donate by check, make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio, and send it to LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234, a couple times a week. Craig drives down to that P.O. Box in Collinsville, Illinois, to check for your support. That's LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a secure online contribution this weekend at issuesetc.org. Thanks for remembering us during the difficult summer months. Next week on Issues Etc. is a big week. You have actually programmed the next week of Issues Etc. Did you know that? If you voted for your favorite hymn when we asked you to earlier this month, well, actually late last month, you programmed next week of Issues Etc. We're going to be doing our listeners' top five favorite hymns. We're going to work from five all the way down to one. My Hope is Built on Nothing Less with Pastor Bill Swirla, The Church's One Foundation, and Thy Strong Word. Dr. Arthur Just will be our guest for those two hymn studies. Pastor Paul McCain will join us to talk about Lord, Thee I Love with All My Heart and your favorite hymn Friday. Next week on Issues Etc., God's Own Child, I Gladly Say It, Pastor Will Whedon will study that hymn with us. Invite your fellow parishioners when you go to church this Sunday to listen next week for those, our listeners' top five favorite hymns on Issues Etc. He's so right when he says you can look all sorts of places for the true God. And that early Christian confession, the earliest Christian confession, Jesus is Lord. So many think it means Jesus is the boss of me. But Jesus did not come to be the boss of you. In fact, he says it quite clearly. He came not to be served, but to serve you by giving his life as the ransom for you and for all sinners. And this is how he is Lord. He is not Lord by being the boss of us. He's Lord by being our servant. And that service, that obedience to his Father on our behalf, rendered to the Father, perfect service and obedience given to the Father in our place, that service takes him to the cross. So it's true. When you see Jesus, the God-man, the Savior, hanging dead for you on the cross, having paid the price for all your sins, the words that ought to come out of your mouth, like they did from the early Christians' mouths, is Jesus is Lord. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.